Well, this is Craig Hall with the Ledger LCJ podcast for today with the latest news, sports, and more. Today is Monday, January 3rd, 2022. This is the third day of 2022. There are 362 days left in the year. In news, the LaFleur County Commissioners will meet in a regular business meeting 9 a.m. Monday in the office of the Board of County Commissioners. Poto Industrial Authority, Public Works Authority, and City Council will meet in regular business meetings 7 p.m. Monday at the Poto City Hall at 111 Peters Street. The Dallas Mavericks defeated Oklahoma City 95-86 Sunday night in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City's Josh Giddey, back after three games in the health and safety protocols, had 17 points, 14 assists, and 13 rebounds for the first triple-double. He's the youngest NBA player to have a triple-double at 19 years, 2 months, and 23 days. Thunder back in action Wednesday when they visit Minnesota. In weather, we'll have clear skies and warmer temperatures Monday in LaFleur County. Highs forecast to be 45 with a low of 23 degrees. Sunday's high was 30 with a low of 70. Sunrise Monday is 7:27, sunset is 5:19 p.m. Average temperatures for January 3rd are a high of 50 and a low of 29. Records for the date were a high of 74 in 1955. The record low was 7 in 1928. 1 year ago on this date, the high was 57 and the low was 30. On the county calendar for today, in addition to the LaFleur County Commissioners meeting at 9 a.m., funeral services for Charles Lyle Sr. are 2 p.m. Monday at Adam Roberts Funeral Home Chapel in Hevener. Burial will follow in the Hevener Memorial Park, with military honors by the Tinker Air Force Base Honor Guard under the direction of Dowden Roberts Funeral Home of Hebner. Chelsea Sizemore funeral services are 2 p.m. Monday at Evans Chapel of Memories in Poto. Burial will follow at the Green Hill Cemetery in Cameron. The Hebner Lions Club meets 5 o'clock at Simple Simons. In high school basketball, the second semester starts with Poto visiting Hebner. Games tip off at 6:30. And also the City of Poto meetings. On this date in history, in 1990, ousted Panamanian leader Manuel Noriega surrendered to U.S. forces 10 days after taking refuge in the Vatican's diplomatic mission. In 1777, General George Washington's army routed the British in the Battle of Princeton, New Jersey. In 1861, more than 2 weeks before Georgia seceded from the Union, the state militia seized Fort Pulaski at the order of Governor Joseph E. Brown. In 1959, Alaska became the 49th state as President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the proclamation. In 1961, Eisenhower announced the United States was formally terminating diplomatic and consular relationships with Cuba. In 1967, Jack Ruby, the man who shot and killed Lee Harvey Oswald, the accused assassin of President John F. Kennedy, died in a Dallas hospital. In 1977, Apple computer was incorporated in Cupertino, California by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Mike Markula, Jr. In 2007, Gerald R. Ford was laid to rest on the grounds of his presidential museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan, during a ceremony watched by thousands of onlookers. In 2008, Illinois Senator Barack Obama won the Democratic caucuses in Iowa, while Mike Huckabee won the Republican caucuses. In 2013, students from Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, reconvened at a different building in the town of Monroe about 3 weeks after the massacre that claimed the lives of 20 first graders and 6 educators. We ask you to please check out today's newsletter at hevenerledger.substack.com. If you like it, subscribe for only $5 a month or $50 a year. If you don't care for it, let me know and we will try to make it better. We also ask that you please share this with anybody you think might be interested. If you or your business want to sponsor one of our sections or our newsletter or podcast or blog, email Craig at hevenerledger.com to get started. We're also trying to raise the number of our subscribers for either our newsletter at hevenerledger.substack.com or our e-edition at hevenerledger.com. Cost per month is less than a meal at any restaurant. Your support of locally owned and operated business is very important and appreciated. We thank you for joining in today and hope you have a great day and come back again tomorrow.